7235, 31st in Alberta.
7235, how can I help you?
I have a question, but it's really off the wall. I had a customer just a couple minutes ago essentially admit that he was, or just start telling me that he was going to kill someone tonight. Do I need to fill out a report or let someone know?
Is this person still on your bus? Like, did he seem like he was someone in the right mind, or maybe just mentally ill?
It's hard to say. I don't think he was mentally ill. I don't know why he was telling me this, and he even showed me his, I guess you would call it law enforcement credentials.
Okay. So, like, it was a law enforcement officer, and he was telling you he was going to go kill someone. Is this what I'm understanding?
He had a DPSST card, which means he's certified by the state in some sort of law enforcement. I don't know why he showed it to me. He was telling me he's some sort of security, and he just came up to me before the stop and just started, like, telling me this sort of thing, and that he got jumped earlier and that he was going to kill the guy tonight.
Okay, what is the description of this individual? Did you see the name on that card?
Negative. I could not read the name. It was, you know, I was driving, so I glanced at it. That was all I could do. The description is approximately 25 years old. He's about 5'6", about 300 pounds. Hispanic, I believe. He has a lip ring. He's not wearing a shirt. He has black and white, like, speckled pants on. He has a pit bull with him. He got off at Fremont in 82nd.
Okay. A Hispanic male, 5'6", 300 pounds, approximately 25. You said he had a lip ring, was not wearing a shirt, black, white pants, and had a pit bull. What color was the dog?
The dog was Brindle.
Okay, and he exited at Fremont in 82nd. Okay, I got that information. I'll have you fill out a report so that you can put in your own, you know, words what was reported to you in case someone needs a statement from you, okay? So I'm going to send you an asset number, all right?
Okay, to be absolutely clear, what he did was, what he said was, he told me that he had been assaulted earlier, that he was bruised and bloodied, and he was kind of showing me his injuries. And then he said that he was going to get them, and then he put his hand up in a gun gesture and goes, "You're going to hear pow, pow, pow."